So we let the men of God from Namibia, Pastor Xavier, from Capstone Tabernacle. Christ the Capstone Tabernacle from Namibia, from Windhoek.
Shatumfundisi Xavier wabvako Namibia Windhoek.
Amen. Christ the Capstone Tabernacle.
Amen. Christ Capstone Tabernacle.
To come to the podium.
Kuti wauye pa pulpit.
And give us the word for tonight.
Wazo tipashoko manero ano.
Without much ado.
Amen.
Pastor Xavier, want to welcome you.
Mfundisi Xavier.
We are happy you are here.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, saints. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's good to be back in Zimri Park.
It's
good to see all of you again. Amen. You look good.
Amen.
Give yourself a hand. To be 1 year ago, we were here. So I see people have grown. Families have grown. I believe spiritual capacity has been increased. As you can see, my capacity has also increased. So we grow in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you see, this is my return ministry.
Amen. Ishumiro yangu yekudzoka.
It's the second coming.
Amen. Kuya kwepi.
So you must know the rapture is at hand.
Saka munofana kuziva kuti kubvutwa kwawa pedyo.
Amen.
Amen.
So as you know, do you still remember my name?
Muchiri kurangarira here zita rangu.
It's a bright shining house on the mountain.
Imba irikubwinya iri pamusoro pegomo.
So this weekend, by the grace of God,
saka weekend ino nenyasha dzaMwari,
we want to just share with you the covenant of divine uplifting.
Toda kuti tigoverane nemi sungano yekusimudzirwa zvinoshamisa,
so that your life can be uplifted.
Kuti upenyu hwenyu hunge uchisimudzirwa.
Your spiritual life must be uplifted.
Upenyu hwenyu hwepamweya huchisimudzirwa zvakare.
When that happens,
izvozvo zvikaitika,
your financial life will follow.
Upenyu hwenyu zvakare munyaya zvemari zvinozotevera.
Your marriage life will follow.
Muchato yenyu inoteverawo.
Seek ye first the kingdom.
Tsvakai kutanga umambo.
And all these things shall be added.
Zvinhu zvose izvi zvinozowedzerwa.
Amen.
Amen.
So, God bless you. It's a pleasure to be here. We wish my family could be here.
Maria kuropa fadzei irombura kanaka kuti ndinge ndiri pano. Ndinoshuwawo kuti dai mhuri yangu yanga iri pano.
But I believe there must be another return ministry person.
Asi ndinotenda kuti pachazova neimwe shumiriyo yekuti ndichadzoka kuno zvakare.
A third pool.
Amen. Kutonza kwetatu.
Amen. So, thank you for having us.
Ndinotenda nekuti gamuchira.
Amen. Also say God bless you to the Chikoro family.
Amen.
They're coming from what is the village name? Chiredze today or yesterday? Amen.
Amen.
So we appreciate them and we love them very much.
Amen.
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 So God bless you. If we can turn to 2 Samuel chapter 24.
Mwari wakuropa fadze tichisimuka tichizarura mabhaibheri kuna Samuel wechipiri 24.
And you can read it at home from verse 18, but I will just read verse 25.
Yeme mozoerenga mava kumba asindoda kuerenga ndema 25 bedzi.
2 Samuel 24.
Samuel wechipiri 24
verse 25.
Ndema 25.
Amen. And the scripture reads, "And David built there an altar unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel.
Samuel chapter 24, verse 25. Davita akavakira po Jehova aritari. Akabaira zvipiriso zvinopiswa nezvipiriso zvokuyananisa. Naizvozvo Jehovha akanzwira nyika tsitsi denda rikaparara pakati peIsraeri.
Amen. Let's pray together.
Ngatinamatei pamwe chete.
Father, thank you for the word tonight. Thank you that you are the word. Thank you that you have brought us together again, Father. We appreciate you. We thank you for traveling mercies for each one that has traveled to these meetings, Father. May they in no wise lose their reward, Father. We pray that you bless the pastor, Pastor Mwandura, and the trustees, the deacons of this church, even our precious brother who is interpreting tonight, Father, each one that has done something to make these meetings a reality, Father. Thank you for each one that contributed, Lord, to make this weekend a success, Lord. We pray now that the Holy Ghost just come and take over, Lord. Have the preeminence. Come and bless this word, Lord. Give us the context to this text. And may you open and reveal your word to us, Father. Break the bread of life that we may say it was good for us to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Bring the anointing of a divine uplifting, Father, in the lives of your people in this dark, Lord, dismal day that we are living in. We see the signs of the times, Lord, and we are just here to encourage, Lord, to bless your people. May the Holy Spirit be here to meet every need, meet every problem, and every situation, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray that the Holy Ghost now take every spirit in here under your control for the honor and glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, saints. You may take your seats. And I will stay standing. Amen.
Amen.
So, we want to thank the Lord
toda kutenda Mwari
for the time that we can have here.
Nenguwa yatichazowanayo pano.
So, we are, by way of introduction, we just go straight into some uplifting for you.
Amen. Kuti tingoita kuzivisa tichapinda mukukusimudzirai.
I believe we had some introductions at Tafara and at Highlands, praise God.
Ndovimba takavawo neku my introduction to Tafara neku Highlands.
So we had some wonderful outpouring of the Holy Spirit there.
Tikavane mweya waMwari uchidururuka ikoko zvakanyanya.
So now we are moving closer to the cream, amen.
Iko zvino takuswedera pejo ne cream yacho.
So you are blessed tonight.
Saka makaropa fadzwa manheru ano.
So the message tonight,
maridzo manheru ano,
the mystery of altars.
Chakawanzika chema aritari.
An altar that you built, amen, that amen. David was building. So David, there was a plague in Israel.
Panga paine denda mu Israel.
And David was now visited by the prophet Gad.
Amen. David and okushanyirwa nemuprofita Gad.
And God had said to Gad,
Mwari vanga vati kumuprofita Gad,
tell David to build an altar.
Udza Davida kuti avake altar.
And then when David built the altar and sacrificed on it,
Davita paka waka aritari ndokupirisa pairi,
God was pleased.
Mwari wakafadzwa.
And he healed the land.
Ndokubva wapotsa nyika.
So whatever problem we have tonight,
saka chero dambudziko ratinaro manheru ano,
we want to bring it to the altar of God.
Tinoda kuti tiriunze pa altar ya Mwari.
And we want to show you that there's power in an altar, amen.
Uye toda kukuratidza kuti pane simba pa aritari.
Because an altar,
nekuti aritari,
is a place where communication between God and man is restored.
Ndipo apo kuyanana kunoitika pakati paMwari nevanhu kunodzoreredzwa.
It's a place where the natural and the supernatural meet.
Amen. Inzvimbo yekuti zvepanyama uye zvepamweya zvinosangana.
So it becomes a doorway or a portal or a gateway to the supernatural realms.
Inobvarava suo zvino rekuti tikwanise kupinda mune zvinhu zvepamweya.
Good or evil.
Amen. Zvinhu zvakashata kana zvakanaka.
Of course we know, and especially here in Zimbabwe you know these things.
Tinonyanya kuziva sei kuti muZimbabwe munoziva nezvinhu izvi.
The devil and his servants also know these things.
Uye Satani nenhume dzake vanoziva zvinhu izvi.
You find somebody who is practicing witchcraft.
Munoona mumwe munhu anenge achiita zvekuroya.
He has a room in the house. Nobody is allowed to go there.
Ane kamuri yanayo pamba pake yekuti hakuna anotenderwa kupinda.
Is that right?
Icho kwadi here?
Amen.
Hey.
So if they are knowing about that,
saka kana pane,
what about you?
Amen. Kana pane izo so ikokoko iwe.
Now don't worry, I won't teach you to do witchcraft.
Handisi kuzokudzidzisai kuroya.
Because you know the devil has nothing original.
Nekuti munoziva Satani haana kana chaanacho chepamavamba.
Everything Satan does,
zvose zvinoita Satan,
he copied it from the Lord.
Anozvitora kubva kuna Mwari.
We are living in a stolen kingdom.
Amen. Tukurarama muumambo hwakabiwa.
When you go to the shopping center,
paunoenda kuzvitoro,
you find the gate that is opening by itself when you approach.
Unoona kuti suo rinozaruka rega paunenge uchipinda iwe.
The God of this evil age, he copied it from God.
Amen. Mwari wenyika ino akazvikopa kubva kuna Mwari wedenga.
It already happened in God's economy before it happens in Satan's economy.
Zvakaitika mupfuma yaMwari zvisati zvaitika kupfuma yaSatan.
Because Satan saw in the scripture when Peter was coming out of the prison, the angel of the Lord came.
Nekuti Satan akazvona apo Peter aibuda mutorongo.
The gates were opening and closing.
Mutumwa akauya masuo akavhurika oga ndokuvhari.
The devil is a copycat.
Amen. Satan anongokopa bedzi.
When he saw Jesus saying to Peter, you know, we have to pay taxes here.
Akaona Jesu achiti kuna Peter tinofanira kubhadhara mutero pano.
But they didn't have money on them.
Asi vanga vasina mari ipapo.
He said to Peter, go and catch a fish.
Akati kuna Peter enda unobata hove.
In that fish's mouth there's a coin.
Amen. Mumuromo we hove iyoyo mune mari irimo.
Go and pay for me and for you. Pay our tax.
Enda unobhadhara mutero wako ne wangu.
The devil saw that.
Satan akaona izvi.
He put ATMs.
Amen. Ndokubva aisa ma ATM.
You put your card.
Unoisa kadhi rako.
The money comes out.
Mari yobva yabuda.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, the devil is a copycat.
Munoona kuti Satan anongokopera.
Hallelujah. So with altars,
saka kuma altar,
he copies God's technology.
Akatora zvakare kunyangwe technology yaMwari.
That's why whenever these people doing their witchcraft rituals,
ndokusaka vanhu ava vachiita zvavo zvekuroya,
they use the altar.
Vanoshandisa altar.
Amen.
Amen.
So before the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden,
saka Eva na Adam wasati wawa mubindire Eden,
there was no need to build any altars.
Panga pasina kana nyaya yekuti vavake altar.
Because God and man had relationship.
Nekuti Mwari nevanhu vanga vaine kuyana.
And the fall broke the relationship. But after the fall now, we need altars to talk and communicate with God. The first altar was in the Garden of Eden. Just at the gate of Eden. Where God slew the lamb, or he slew the lamb inside actually. And he dressed them with skins. And he sent them out of the garden. So now to communicate with God, they had to build an altar at the gate of Eden. Amen.
Amen.
In the message, Revelation chapter 4, number 3.
Amen. Marizo, yes, Zakazarwa, chapter 4.
Paragraph 293.
Amen. Dima 293.
Brother Branham says.
Ama Branham, wanoti.
Guard, the angels guarded this gate.
Watumwa wakanga wakachengeteza suo irori.
Cain and Abel came here to worship.
Cain and Abel wakauya pano kuzoshumira.
So it must have been an altar that they guard.
Saka paifana unge pane altar iyo yavaichengetedza.
Is that right? These cherubims.
Amen. Aya makerubi. Ndizozo here.
Another thing, here's another evidence.
Chimwe chinu. Yechino chapupu chiripo.
Cain, watch the Bible now.
Amen. Cain, chitarisa imu Bible.
I'd have you turn to it, never mind. Alright, Cain went out.
Daida kutimuri zarure ase azine yazo. Cain akabuda.
From the presence of the Lord. From the gate at the garden.
Amen.
So the presence of the Lord must have been at the altar.
Saka upo wamwari waifanira kunge uri pa altar bits.
And the altar was at the gate.
Uye aritari yakanga iri pa suo.
God's dwelling place at his altar.
Mwari nzvimbo yavaigara vari pa altar yavo.
Amen.
Amen.
So you see where God is, where God, you will find God at the altar.
Saka murikuona parikunzi munowana Mwari munomuwana pa altar.
That's where I'm standing this evening.
Ndokusaka pandakamira manheruano.
Is at the altar.
Yemen pa altar zvakare.
One day you were a sinner trapped in sins and trespasses.
Rimwe zuva wakanga wakabatwa uri muzvivi nekudarika.
There was a preaching.
Pakava nekuparidza.
It touched your heart.
Zvakabata moyo wako.
You came to the altar.
Wakamhanya kuya ku altar.
And you were changed here.
Ndokushandurwa pano.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
An altar is a place where you can find God.
Altar inzvimbo yekuti unowana Mwari.
Of course it works in the other way as well.
Oh, tinoziva hedu zvinoshanda neimwe nzira zvakare.
When people are seeking the devil and his powers,
kana vanhu vachitsvaka Satan nemasimba ake,
they come to their altar as well.
Vanoenda kuma altar avo zvakare.
But they know more about this technology.
Asi vanoziva zvakanyanya nezve technology iyoyi.
This heavenly technology.
Amen. Iyoyi technology yedenga.
Then the people of God know.
Kudarika vanhu vaMwari mazivira vanoita.
But this weekend,
asi weekend ino,
we pray for divine uplifting.
Toda kuti tinamatire kusimudzirwa naMwari.
So God will also communicate via altars.
Mwari vanotaurawo nevanhu kuburikidza nema altar.
That's why they put an altar here.
Ndokusaka vakaisa altar pano.
So that God can speak to all of us.
Kuti Mwari ataure nesu tose.
You are facing the altar.
Makatarisa altar.
Amen.
Amen.
When Noah came out after the flood,
Noah
built, the first thing he did was to build an altar.
Chinuchekutanga chakaitwa na Noah kuwaka altar.
Genesis chapter 8.
Amen. Genesis 8.
And then the Lord God, because of the altar was there, they put a sacrifice on the altar.
Mwari zvino nemhaka yekuti altar yakanga iripo pakaiswa chipiriso pa altar.
Then there rose a sweet smelling savor into God.
Ndokusumuka munhuwi wainhuwirira kuenda kuna Mwari.
And the Lord said, I repent.
Mwari ndokuti ndatendeuka.
You see, an altar will cause God to repent.
Munoona altar rinokonzera Mwari kuti vatendeuke.
You need an altar in your life.
Unoda altar iwe muupenyu hwako.
And God prophesied to Noah.
Mwari ndokubva waisa chiprofita kuna Noah.
And he says, while the earth remains.
Amen. Wakatiwo kunyangwe nyika ingoripo bedzi.
The man with an altar,
munhu anenge aine altar,
can control the seed time and the harvest time.
Anogona kutungamira nguva yekurima neyekukohwa.
People in Zimbabwe, you live close to the land.
Amen. Vanhu vemuZimbabwe muno munorarama pedyo sane nyika ino ivhu.
The witches and the witchcraft are controlling your food productions here.
Amen. Varoi nenganga vari kutungamira neku.
Is that right?
Because
they know this principle.
Nekuti vanoziva maitiro aya.
The Lord says the man with the altar is controlling seed time and harvest.
Mwari vakati munhu ane altar ndiye anotungamira kurimwa nekukohwa.
And then we ask,
tobva tabvunza,
why are these things happening?
Kuti sei zvinhu izvi zviri kuitika.
But we are here tonight to empower you.
Asi tiri pano manheru ano kuti tikupe simba.
To take back the power.
Kuti utore simba iri.
Jesus Christ did not die in vain.
He
died and he sent the Holy Spirit back. But many times our problem comes because we don't know the approach to God. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. Who causes, last night I was preaching on the winds.
Amen.
At Highlands.
Amen. Highlands.
The winds, when the winds are blowing, it causes dryness. Especially the east wind. And we took our text from Ezekiel
34.
Saying, can these dry bones live?
Amen.
Amen.
And
the wind had caused a wind of destruction.
Amen. Mepo yekuparadza.
Because if you read Job,
nekuti mukawerenga kuna Job,
chapter 1, it was a wind that caused the house where Job's children were to collapse.
Chitsauko chekutanga inotaura kuti mepo ndo yakaita kuti imba yakanga ine vana vaJob inge ichiita mangwandangwana.
The devil uses the wind.
Amen. Satan akashandisa mepo.
The devil uses the thunder and the lightning.
Satan anoshandisa mitinimira kunyangwe nemheni.
I recall Pastor Chinamasa saying his mother was one out of, I don't know, 20, how many people who survived the lightning strike in the heart.
Ndinorangarira mfundisi Chinamasa vachiti mai vavo ndo mumwe chete pakati pevanhu vanosvika 20 vakaparara nemheni.
Witchcraft.
Uroi.
But you, if you have an altar, why, what gives them that power?
Amen. Iwe kana une altar. Ivo chii chinovapa simba iroro.
It's the altar.
Amen. I altar.
But because you don't have an altar, you are subject to that altar.
Amen.
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 That's why we look to the ultimate altar of God, which was the cross of Calvary. What makes us successful today is because of the sacrifice on Calvary. There was an altar there where the lamb was slain. Amen.
Amen.
And then we invite now, that blood is dry in the ground there. But yet the Holy Spirit, the life in the blood, it came down into your heart. And because of that, your life was changed. Are you following me? Amen.
Amen.
So, I want to read from here from Why I'm a Holy Roller.
Amen.
Paragraph 39. Cain and Abel, after driven from the Garden of Eden,
Cain and Abel, mshure mekunge wasund, waku vambindure Eden.
They realized that they had sinned.
Vakacherechedza kuti vainge vatadza.
And they were separated from God.
Uye vapatsanurwa kubva kuna Mwari.
Each boy wanted to find favor in the sight of God.
Mumwe nemumwe aida kuti awane favor pamberi paMwari.
So he comes to sacrifice and builds an altar.
Saka vakasvika pakupirisa nekuvaka maaltar.
So for us to find favor for repentance and forgiveness of sins,
nesu kuti tiwane favor mukutendeuka zviwi.
God provided an altar of Calvary. Amen.
Amen.
And we receive the blessings from there. God also provided an altar in your heart. When you invite the Holy Ghost in, He comes and makes His throne there. It becomes a mercy seat. But if we have an altar in our heart, why are we coming to church again? Why do we need this altar again? If we read in 2 Samuel, the scripture we read, God's most powerful altar, which was the Ark of the Covenant. It was an altar. In the city of Jerusalem, it was there. But yet God said to David, go and make there on Obed-Edom's land, I mean of Arona the Jebusite on the threshing floor there, go and build an altar there so that this plague can be stopped. You can have the Holy Ghost in here, but let me say, your house needs an altar. Your business needs an altar. Amen.
Amen.
Have you seen,
makambo ona here?
Do you have Chinese restaurant here?
Mune Chinese restaurant here, kuno.
If you go there, you find a place where you find some Buddhas and some dragons there. It's an altar. They pray there to their God to say, bless this business. And you go and eat that delicious food, not knowing it's sacrificed to these gods. But the grace of God, Paul said, eat for the conscience sake, you know.
Amen. Power not each guy.
Just eat and it goes out and it's fine. You bless it and it's fine. But the place is dedicated to that altar there. Are you seeing some upliftment somewhere? Why do you come for communion to a physical communion when real communion is the Holy Ghost? But we come to observe a physical honor, what is the word? Ordinance
here.
When the pastor is standing at the altar, at the table for communion, the bread is there, the wine is there. It's an altar. And I know Mfundis was preaching the power of the communion. There's power. Why is there power there? It's the altar.
Say pane simba ipapo imhakaye kuti altar.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why the scripture says, as often as you drink it,
when you come together,
remember the Lord.
Rangarira ishe.
Amen.
Amen.
That altar produces results.
Altar inoburitsa zvibereko.
I believe I heard the testimony. Somebody got a job from taking communion there.
Because
you came to the altar. You came to the shrine. Amen.
Amen.
So you find that where there is an altar, there must be a priest. And we have been called to be kings and priests. So we see that in addition to the Holy Ghost in your life, you need a physical altar. That's why we come to church to hear the word from this altar here.
We come take
a physical communion at the table there.
Atinga tora communion pa tafura.
Amen.
Amen.
These witches and warlocks and satanists, they have their room there, nobody can go in there. And they have a mirror there. When they call somebody's name, the person appears in the mirror. Do you know these things? So it's easy for me to preach here. When they want to do something to you, they call you in the mirror there.
And
they take the knife, they do something there. They know and understand there's power in the altar. The only way you can defeat that is if you have an altar. It's a spiritual principle. But an altar only becomes strong when you sacrifice there. How do you sacrifice at your altar? By faith.
Yes.
We call on the Lamb of God. And we pray to Jesus Christ there. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Altars are spiritual, supernatural.
Amen.
When God was busy calling Brother Branham, God designed a cave for the prophet. In that cave, there was an
altar.
George Smith, the son-in-law of Brother Branham,
George Smith, go and
find his video on YouTube. He went and searched for the cave. He found the cave. In that cave, there was a table there. And from the roof, that came down. They called it the altar. And that's where the angel met him. God will meet you at your
altar.
Amen.
Amen.
You need a dedicated place of prayer. That's why you find Brother Branham talking about family altars. Amen. Get a place in your house where you can say, this corner we dedicate it. You just don't put, like, you know, the Catholic have altar in their house where they put Maria and candles. You don't have to do that. No.
Because that's
those evil spirits they pray to. You can put your table. Your Bible is finished. It's alright. You pray and you dedicate that place to the Lord. I will go to Namibia. And you will tell Fundis, I have a testimony to send.
Amen.
And you dedicate and you stay consecrated there. God will use that place. We saw it in our life. This revelation changed our life.
Amen.
Amen. I want to read a quote here. From one small Lord. Who would like to see the move of God once more?
Amen. Amen.
We are here to uplift you, amen. It's not so much powerful preaching. But it's a teaching on the principles of the spiritual realms. Tomorrow we will look at something else. The watches of the night.
Amen.
To show you how to zero in your prayer life. To get the maximum benefit from prayer. It's a weekend of upliftment, brothers and sisters. Brother Branham says it's the divine revealed mysteries that will turn the hearts to the faith. Sometimes we are so dedicated. Take the example of the Syro-Phoenician woman. She was crying tears. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. But no answer. Maybe that's you. But when the approach changed, she found a result.
Akawana
Sibereko. Amen.
Amen.
I'm here to give you through pass.
Amen. Kungo kupasira ipo.
Amen. And you take the through pass, you score the goal.
Iwe wongo tora pasi iwoko wesa.
Once more, Lord, paragraph 133.
Amen. Marizu yakanzi zakare ishe, ndima 133.
You fathers, you mothers, are you ready to establish an altar in your house? There it is from Malachi
4.
Take that television out.
Television.
Are you ready to take that deck of cards off the table? Them comic books that your children is reading.
Amen.
That comic books that your children are reading.
Nema buku aya emitambo arikuverengwa nevana venyu.
Preparing their little minds for the blast that the devil is going to give them.
Amen. Ichi wachigadzirira pfungwa dzavo kuitira kuputitswa kwavachazoitwa na Satan.
Are you ready to establish the old family altar again?
Magadzirira here kuvaka ma altar emhuri akare aya.
Or do you just want to continue on the way you are? You want to continue on? You are not in the condition of coming yet. But I pray that you're like Samson. You see the price and you are ready to pay that price. Lord, let me die with them.
Amen.
He knew if God answered his prayer, what it was going to cost. Many people, I've seen them right, come in up to the altar, and the Holy Spirit comes to them and they don't want to die. They want to stay alive in the world. You can't serve two gods at the same time. Are you ready to forsake everything to serve God? Listen at Samson cry, Lord, only once more. You see, the television has become an altar for us. When we came in the message, we threw the TV out. Then the devil was cleverer than us.
Satan,
he put it here.
Amen.
And we become priests of the cell phone.
Amen.
You become priests. You service this altar so many times.
Amen.
This thing has become a demonic altar in many of our lives.
Amen.
And we are beset with evil spirits because the God you serve at that altar, He will come to that altar. Amen.
Amen.
That's why we can't pray anymore. You are wondering, why can't I fast anymore? You are serving at an altar, you don't know it.
Amen.
Brother Branham says somewhere, America has bowed down to the shrine of this naked woman.
Amen. America ya gwada mapa shrine yeva katzawa wasina kupfeka.
Look at the condition of America.
Tarisai nano ya America.
Now they are forcing us as Africans to take same sex and all of these things.
Amen. Kutwara kuti manikidza iswe ku Africa kuti tinge tichirora.
Where is it coming from?
Varumene varume vadzimai
nevadzimai. Coming from that shrine of naked woman.
It's
coming from the shrine of Jezebel.
Amen. Shrine of Jezebel.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Branham knew the power of altars.
That's
why you read the scripture, you just, the quote, you just think he's talking about family altar. It's a powerful scriptural technology.
Amen. Igwaro rine simba uye mashandiro ane simba kwazvo.
Brother Branham knew the power of altars.
Ama Branham waiziva simba realtar.
That's why he had his den room there in his new house that he was building. A place of dedication where he can pray there. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go a bit deeper now. When Noah sacrificed at that altar in Genesis chapter
8,
God was so pleased with that. And he blessed the earth for that altar's sake. So there are good altars and evil altars. Every spiritual battle we fight is a battle of altars.
Amen.
One day Samson was in that battle. And Samson was fighting a battle of altars.
Samson achirwa hondo dzema aritari.
But Samson gave his gifts to God.
Samson akapa zvipo kuna Mwari.
But his heart was with Delilah.
Asi mwaya wake moyo wake wanga una Delilah.
And Delilah is a type of Jezebel.
Amen. Delilah anofananidzwa na Jezebel.
That's why at the altar of Jezebel he lost his strength.
At
the altar of naked woman.
It's
where America has lost their position. China is overtaking them. European Union has overtaken them.
European Union
they lost their power.
Amen. Warasikirwa nesimba.
That's why Brother Branham preached once more, Lord. Many churches in the message have lost their power at the shrine of Jezebel religion.
A
spiritual altar.
Amen.
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 Samson was captured by the Philistines.
Samson akatapwa nema Philistia.
But in his captivity, the revelation came back to him. And God allowed him to be taken to that temple. He was taken on the stage. You have to read between the lines. He was taken to the altar. That's why when Satan defeated, he said, once more, Lord. Hallelujah. He said to the young boy, take me there and then you run. And he said, Lord, let me die with them. I'm willing to die on this altar. So that my people can have freedom. And there when he crashed that building, he not just destroyed the Philistines. He destroyed the altar. Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready to destroy every altar that is contrary?
Amen.
When Samson did that, you find
Samson
before that the Philistines were so powerful. They even made slaves of the people of
Israel.
They said there's no weapon. They even didn't allow them to have weapons. They said you must go down to the land of the Philistines to sharpen your plowshare there. It was a complete apostasy. The church of God had become so powerless. You know, the nations of
Canaan
are types of evil spirits. That evil spirit was dominating Israel so much. No prayer life. No spiritual power. Even so, they said, no, you must come to us to sharpen even your tools for farming. That is the condition of many Christians. Because there was a powerful altar. But when Samson destroyed that altar, you find no more did the Philistines reach that level of domination over Israel. And because of Samson's sacrifice on that altar there, now there could be born a Samuel.
Amen.
Now, Satan, even if you defeat him today, he will come again tomorrow. He will test you to see if you can hold your victory. And they did some raids, they did some, you know, attacks. At Samson had called the Samuel, the prophet, had called the people together at Mizpah.
Samson angadana vanhu kuti vauye ku Mizpah.
And there was an attack at the feast. He said, let's get together at the altar at Mizpah and rededicate ourselves to the law. It was exactly past the time that the Philistines, the Palestinians attacked Israel when they were having their feast.
Amen.
Amen. But God gave them a supernatural deliverance. Why? Because there was an altar. And never again the Philistines entered their land. And from the time Saul came, David came, the Philistines tried. And David finished them off the last. What did it, brother, sister? Is the destruction of the altar. You see, you are fighting winds. You find the minibus is driving. You just hear it collapse. It went off the road. The wind just took it off the road. Last night I said to Highlands Church, the word of the Lord to Ezekiel, son of man, prophesied to the wind. Prophesied against these dry winds that is coming to ruin your life. Coming to cause accidents. Coming to cause barrenness. Coming to cause you not to get married. Amen. Where are they sending those winds from? It's from an altar. So once you have prophesied to the wind, now you must prophesy to the altar. You see, we have received the third pool power. The sword of Goliath, the sword of the king. It's the sword, the power of the spoken word. But you need the technology. Amen.
Amen.
When Abram came to the promised land,
Abraham
Genesis 12, the first thing he did,
Genesis 12, chokutanga chakaita,
he built an altar.
Akawaka altar.
Amen.
Amen.
And then let's read Genesis 12, verse 5.
That were in Genesis 12 and 5.
Abraham took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance, and gathered and that they had gotten in Haran, and went forth into the land of Canaan. And they came in the land of Canaan. And Abraham passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, and to the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was in the Lord.
Abraham akatora Sarai mukadzi wake na Lot mwanakomana womununguna wake nepfuma yavo yose yavakanga vaunganidza navana vavakanga vabereka na Haran vakabuda kuenda kunyika yeKenan
vakazo. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said,
Ishe wakaoneka kuna Abraham wakati,
unto thy seed will I give this land.
Kunyumbeu yako ndichapa nyika ino.
And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him.
Ipapo akavaka altar kuna Mwari vakaonekwa kwaari.
And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel.
Akabva ipapo akaenda kugomori riri kumabvazuva reBethel.
And pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. God appears where there's an altar. Amen. Jacob did the same. When Jacob slept there, Jacob's ladder appeared.
Amen.
At the place called Bethel.
Amen.
And he said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it for a pillar.
Jacob akamuka mangwanane akatora dombora akatsamira
satira. What did he do? He raised an altar.
Akagadzira altar.
And poured oil on top of it.
Ndokusasa mafuta pamusoro.
Because the gate of heaven was there.
Nekuti suo redenga rakanga
riri. What is the scripture teaching us?
Baro rikutidzidzisa kuti
when you want the heavenly visitation,
kana washanyirwa nedenga,
God will come to the altar.
Mwari vanouya pa altar.
When Jacob returned to Canaan,
amen.
He came back to this place. Amen.
Amen.
God will meet you at the altar. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is a building up of altars, but we must first also break down the evil altars.
Because
the altars there are the ones that are bothering you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Altars of evil cause destruction.
Amen.
Let's look at this principle, Judges chapter 6, verse 11. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah. That pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites.
Gideon mwana wake akanga ari pachipuriro achisvina waini kuti aivanze kubva kuma Midian.
This is again a case of now these Canaanite countries, these evil spirits called Midianites.
Inyaya yemwe yachisvina inonzwa Midianites.
They are coming to steal your fruits, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But now the angel of God is coming down to bring a deliverance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have been working so hard, and yet you have nothing to show for it. Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you, if there is the case with you, you are coming to church, you are paying your tithes, but nothing is working out. Let me say without discernment that there's an altar working against you.
Amen.
Verse 12, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord,
Gideon akati kwaari, hai wa ishe wangu,
if the Lord be with us, then why is all of this befallen us?
Kana Jehovah anesuko izvi zvose zvikutogotiwira seiko?
If our pastor is a man of God, why is all of this befalling me?
Kana mfundisi wedu ari munhu wamwariko sei zvose zvikundiwira.
Remember someone said in the scripture, if I be a man of God, Elijah.
Rangarira kuti Eliya pane mwe nzvipo akati kana ndiri munhu wamwari.
So when you are with a man of God, fire must come.
Saka kana une munhu wamwari moto unofana kutsika.
Amen.
Amen.
But the problem lays with the altar.
Asinambudziko riri ku altar.
I believe your pastor is a man of God.
Ndinotenda kuti mfundisi wenyu munhu wamwari.
If the Lord is for us, why is all of this happening?
Kana mwari vari vedu isuko sei zvinhu zvose zvikuitika.
And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of?
Zviripiko zvishamiso zvake zvose zvataiudzwa namadzibaba edu?
Where is the miracles of William Branham?
Zviripi zvishamiso zva William Branham?
Where are the miracles of Azusa Street?
Zviripi zvishamiso zve Azusa Street?
We are supposed to be higher than Azusa Street.
Tofana kunge tiri pamusoro peAzusa.
We just say that like a slogan. Ah, we are higher than Pentecost.
Tinongozvitaura sekunge slogan kuti tiri pamusoro pePentecost.
Yet we have nothing to show for it.
Asi hatina kana chekuratidzira.
It sounds like a political party.
Zvoita sokuti ndezvematongerwo enyika.
Too many promises but no delivery.
Zvimbiso zvinji zvakanyanya asi hapana chinopiwa.
Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt, but now the Lord has forsaken us?
Jehovah ana kuti kwidza here achitibudisa Egypta asi zvino watirasa.
And delivered us into the hands of these evil spirits, Midianites.
Akatisa mumaoko emweya yakaipa yemaMidian.
I'm telling you,
ndirikukudzai.
As a pastor, as a deacon before that,
amen, semfundisi uye mudikoni ndisati ndava mfundisi.
There's Brother Chikoro and his wife.
Amen, pana mfundisi Chikoro nemudzimai wavo.
Many believers are bound with evil spirits.
Vatendi vazhinji vakatapwa nemweya yetsvina.
Amen.
Amen.
Where are the miracles?
Zvishamiso zviripi?
Let's see.
Regai tione.
Verse 14, and now and the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might.
Ipapo Jehovah akatendoka kwaari akati enda
nesimba rako. And thou shalt save Israel from the Midianites, have not I sent thee?
Undoponesa Israel kubva pamaMidian handina here kukutuma ini?
And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel?
Akati kwaari, haiwa Ishe, ndichaponesa Israel neiko?
My family is poor in Manasseh and I am the least in my father's house.
Tarirai rudzi rwangu ruduku kuna vose na Manasseh neni tiri muduku.
And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee.
Ishe akati zviro kwazvo ndichawanewe.
And you shall smite the Midianites as one man.
Ucharova maMidian somunhu mumwe.
That's the promise of God to you, Zimri Park.
Epano pane vimbiso yaMwari kwauri.
That's the promise of God to you.
Pane vimbiso yaMwari.
Now look now. The promise is there. But now you need the key to unlock the door.
Asi unoda key kuti uvhure goni.
And he said unto him, if I have found grace and I said, show me a sign that thou talk with me.
Akati kana ndawana nyasha pamberi penyu zvino ndiratidze chiratidzo kuti ndimi mukutaura neni.
Then now he is doing that with the broth and everything.
Ari kuita izvozvo zvose.
Amen. And he's doing all of those things. Let's skip.
Ngati jambei.
So the Lord showed him a sign that the sacrifice was burned up.
Mwari ndokumuratidza chiratidzo.
Already that rock now becomes an altar.
Amen.
Any place where there is a sacrifice is an altar.
Amen. Posa pane chipiriso I altar.
That's why you find the Satanists, they mark their places where they do rituals.
Ndokusaka muchiona vanomaka nzvimbo yavanoitira zvema ritual.
You know this one of Captain America?
Munoziva uyu mukuru weku America?
That A sign.
Amen.
That is and this, the ends are sticking out of the circle.
Amen.
That's why don't let your kids wear those things.
Amen. Usatendera vana vako kuti vapfeke hembe dzine mufananidzo yakadaro.
That shows there's human sacrifice was done there.
Amen. Zvinoratidza kuti chipiriso chemunhu chakaitwa ipapo.
And now they say it's kept in America.
Vanoti zvakachengeta America.
And it attracts demons.
Uye zvinokwezva madimoni.
Because it's patterned after an altar.
Nekuti zvakafananidzwa nealtar.
Let's read verse 24. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord.
Gideon akavakira apo Mwari arita.
And called it Jehovah Shalom.
Akaitumidza kuti Jehovah Shalom.
Unto this day it is yet in Ofra of the Abia's rites.
Amen. Ichiripo kusvikira ichiripo pa Ofra ya Abizra kusvikira nhasi.
And it came to pass the same night.
Zvinono usiku ihoho.
The Lord said unto him, take thy father's young bullock.
Jehovah akati tora nzombe ya baba vako.
Even the second bullock of 7 years old.
Iya chipiri ina makore manomwe.
and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father has built, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God in the top of this rock, and take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice in the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down. The problem you are facing, your forefathers have built an altar and a grove by it. And because you are connected by blood, that altar has access to your life. Did pastor not tell me the testimony of a young girl who was delivered here, that the grandmother did something to her and those evil spirits entered her? Many of us are fighting familial altars. The scripture says, those that do iniquity, I will visit them even unto the third and the fourth generation. That's why you find Daniel, when he's praying to God, he says, Lord, forgive us, our forefathers did these things. Use the sword of the king. Cut yourself loose from that altar. Cut yourself loose from those familial problems. What do they call it here when there's spirit of vengeance, pastor? Spirit when your relative has killed someone.
Amen.
Gozi. Avenging spirit. How many are affected here tonight by that? Avenging spirit. These things are spiritual realities. Your life cannot move forward because that thing is bothering you. And there's someone, there's an altar there. You need to destroy that altar. You need to speak the blood of Jesus over it, so that you and your descendants can be free.
Amen.
You see what was bothering that family. Now they have to hide their stuff from the evil spirits.
It's
their land. God has given us the Holy Ghost land, the land of the Son of Man. And we are behaving like thieves in the shadows, because there's Midianites in the land. Cut down the altar of Baal and the grove that your father made.
Amen.
And build an altar unto the Lord.
Jehovah.
Upon the top of this rock. Upon the top of this revelation. That you are receiving tonight. Build an altar. Because as I said, all the fight is between altars. You find God's altar, the Ark of the Covenant, was captured by the Philistines. Amen.
Amen.
Because why? Hophni and Phinehas, the sons of Eli, had defiled the altar of God. And God, the glory of God departed. They went and they fought the Philistines. They were defeated. That's the condition of the church today. When I say the church, I'm not talking about there, I'm talking about the message.
We're
fighting. You find in the churches, people are having sugar diabetes for 30 years. It's because it's Ichabod. The altars are defiled. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So the altar, then they said, oh, let's bring up the ark of the car. Let's bring the altar of God. Because they knew that was God's altar, that one. When Joshua was carrying that, his enemies trembled. When Joshua crossed the Jordan River, and the altar went ahead of him, the river opened up. When you start making an altar to God in your house, in your business, even in your car, what did Brother Branham say? Put your cross there. In the car.
Amen.
You will see Jordan rivers opening up. Because the altar is going ahead of you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So now they took, and Hophni and Phinehas carried the altar, the ark.
Hophni and Phinehas wakatakura areka.
And the Israelites shout, shout,
Amen.
Praise God.
Wa
they knew the power of the altar.
Vaiziva shimba re altar.
But you see, God is not a clown. You can't live with sin and expect the altar to just be miracles. The prophet of God says that God only moves by a consecrated life.
Amen.
Amen. So when the altar came, they were shouting and rejoicing. Even the enemy heard it. And let me tell you, when you start to rejoice, the enemy will come and investigate. And the Philistines came and they were defeated by the Philistines. And even Hophni and Phinehas were slain. And Eli heard the news and he fell. And he broke his neck. Speaking of a broken priesthood. Amen. Amen. And now the daughter-in-law was giving birth.
Amen.
And she said his name shall be Ichabod.
Amen.
Because the altar has left Israel. The glory of God has departed. What did Brother Branham say in the quote? The glory of God is where the altar is. The glory of God has departed from
Israel.
And now the Philistines put the ark into the temple of Dagon.
Amen.
Do you also find mermaid spirits? Yes, spirits from the waters. Dagon is the god of those spirits. Because if you look for Dagon, you find an image of a man and a fish. Mermaid spirits. We want to rebuke every mermaid spirit tonight in the name of Jesus. We want to rebuke every marine spirit in the name of Jesus. I'm showing you the altar of God will deal with those spirits. They put the ark of God in the temple of Dagon. The next morning the priest came. They find Dagon fled before the altar of God. If it's marine spirits or whatever spirits, you must bow before God. The next day, they pick him up again, put him in his place. The next morning, they come again, they find their hands are broken off. Every witchcraft altar, no matter to which gods, they make it against you. You find people traveling to Nigeria and those places to go and get some special mutis. A true story, one believer in our church, he told me. His cousin went there. She met the woman of the river coming out of the water. Like that. You know these things are true. But God is showing and proving by his word that if your altar is there and you serve and consecrate that altar to God, even Dagon, the marine god, must bow before God. What is more, his hands will be taken off. He will be put in a wheelchair. Praise God.
Some wheelchair. Amen. Amen.
Is somebody being uplifted? Am I speaking to somebody here?
Amen.
These evil spirits are bothering people. The other day,
amen.
That's why I'm a fanatic when it comes to manifestation and gifts of the Spirit. That's why I love this church so much. So we have someone, I did not understand, me and my wife, we were having a quarrel there. And God showed one of the young ladies of that they had sent something to us. There was like an idol, like this, gods. It was on the bed between us. You don't understand why is there a quarrel here. There's just something in the marriage. Something was, an altar was sent to you. The Spirit of God highlighted and said you must pray for that. By the grace of God, we have been given power and authority to tread on snakes and scorpions. But how many, let me ask you, how many believers have gone through divorce because of something like that? There was no diagnosis to diagnose a problem. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You know that when the altar of when Gideon restored, when he made that sacrifice to the angel,
amen.
The fire came and consumed the
altar.
When Elijah rebuilt the altar on Mount Carmel, fire came and consumed the sacrifice. The book of Jesha. You know the book, the Bible speaks of the book of Jesha. Book of Jesha says, God answered Abel's sacrifice by fire. That's why Cain was jealous. God will answer your altar with fire. So an altar is a place of communication with the supernatural. That's why even the television becomes an altar. When you sit there and you are servicing it.
You are worshiping them.
Today I saw something, Bruce Shepherd, this other soccer player of Manchester United, Wan-Bissaka. He went to his home country, went a water ritual cleansing. And you watch that, you become bewitched.
Amen.
Because these people, they sell their souls to the devil for money and fame. They become priests of Satan. And what is the altar? The television.
Amen.
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 I know one young man, he's not a believer, but he was born with a gift. In our country, they say when you are born, there's a hood of flesh over the head like this.
Amen.
I don't know, do you find it here as well?
And
those people, we call it, they are born with a helmet. It's like a helmet covering, it's like a fleshly hood.
Amen.
So those people, they have second sight, they can see spirits and things. So that young man, he saw when people are watching horror movies, the demons come out.
You
see, the TV becomes an altar and the demons are coming into your homes and going and you become demon possessed. The TV is an altar.
TV
in what dimension does it operate? Fourth dimension.
That's
where sicknesses come from. The cell phone, the same story. May God help us. Amen.
Amen.
Many open doors are there, but we are here to close those open doors
tonight.
And to allow the Holy Ghost to come to us also. You have prayed and fasted, nothing happens. I'm giving you a key here today. This whole weekend I'm giving you keys. When you use them, you will find results.
Bro.
Amen.
Amen.
Dagon was lying on his face. Amen.
Amen.
Many of us have altars in our bloodlines.
Amen. As I said,
that the father made, like Gideon, the Baal altar in the grove.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know that you can ask the Lord to reveal to you where is this altar? The Lord will show you. And you can pray against that. That's what the Holy Ghost came for. To zero in on our problems. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to break cycles here. Amen.
Amen.
Because it's gateways. In some families you just find divorce, divorce, divorce. You wonder where is it coming from? There's an altar. It needs to be destroyed. Amen.
Amen.
You find people are just sick. Everybody is dying with cancer. It's an altar. And it's an open door into your life. Poverty, the same thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Zechariah 1 verse 18. Are you still following? Am I taking too long? I'm almost finished. Is the word blessing you tonight? I know what you will be praying for tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Zechariah
1:18.
Then I lifted up my eyes and saw and behold four horns. Verse 19, and I said unto the angel that talked with me, what be these? He said, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Usually, where are the horns at? On an altar. On an altar. So what did this altar do? It scattered Israel and Jerusalem.
Amen.
So there were four powers. Do you see how powerful these things are? It was commanding, this altar was commanding four horns that scattered the people of Jerusalem. Do spirits die?
Amen.
No. So these four horns are still there. Many people, many families are fighting the altar of the scatterer. They scatter your finances. They scatter your financial life. They scatter even your spiritual growth. Have you seen many times a believer will come and they are in church, they are rejoicing. 6 months. Then they stay away for 1 year. It's an altar of scattering.
Amen.
That altar needs to be broken down. There are powers in the unseen realms. Now let me close off tonight with a scripture. 1 Kings chapter
13.
Don't sound so, you look so disappointed.
Amen.
When I say I'm closing. Don't worry, we can have some more tomorrow.
Amen.
Some more divine uplifting.
Amen.
Because we want to deal now with these altars.
We
will not go home with them anymore.
Amen.
1 Kings chapter 13. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah. By the way, by the word of the Lord unto
Bethel.
And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense.
Jeroboam akamira pa altar kuti anga achipisa incense.
Now this was a national altar.
Yanga iri altar yenyika.
The president of the country was sacrificing there.
Mukuru wenyika akanga achipirisa ari pa altar.
And this altar had polluted the whole land into idolatry.
Altar yanga yawo dzanyika
yose. Are you seeing where are the altars? Spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yemeni kuora kwemweya munzvimbo dzemuchadenga.
Jeroboam the king himself was sacrificing there.
Jeroboam mambo aipirisa.
Amen.
Amen.
But God now sends a man of God there by the word of the Lord from Windhoek, Namibia. And he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord. I'm crying against the altar this evening by the word of the Lord. And said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord. Get ready to receive it now.
Amen.
Behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David. Josiah by name.
Amen.
And upon thee he shall offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee. And man's bones shall be burnt upon thee.
Amen.
So what did the man of God do? He prophesied against the altar. You can tonight prophesy against the altar.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 3. And he gave a sign the same day saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent. And the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God which had cried against the altar in Bethel that he put forth his hand from the altar. Saying, lay hold on him. And his hand which he put forth against him dried up, so he could not pull it in again. When we are going to destroy the altars in your life, the witches will be alerted.
Amen.
But don't fear. Don't fear. By the word of the Lord, the hand that is stretched out against you will wither in the name of Jesus. The altar, verse 5, the altar was also rent.
Amen.
And the ashes poured out from the altar. According to the sign which the man of God given by the word of the Lord. Tonight I want to prophesy against every evil altar that is bothering you, church, that is bothering you, sons and daughters of God. I want to rebuke it. Altar, altars, hear the word of the Lord. Thou shalt be rent in twain and the ashes scattered by the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Prophesy it to yourself. That condition, tell that altar tonight. Prophesy against it. Take the sword of the king tonight. Cut yourself loose from poverty, from sickness, from disease, from depression. Break those altars right now in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are being set free right now. Prophesy to your body, amen. Prophesy to your bloodline. This evening, we are breaking these altars down. Familial altars. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thou shalt be rent in twain. We are breaking you down right now. In the name of Jesus. Altar of poverty. No matter how far you've come. We are breaking you down right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Altar of witchcraft. We are breaking you down right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear the word of the Lord, evil altars. Hear the word of the Lord, evil altars. You shall be rent in twain. Your ashes scattered. Hallelujah. I say this in the name of the Lord. If any witches are stretching out their hands towards you, may they dry up in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Marine spirits, you have to come out of the people. You have to leave the people. Any evil spirits, you need to come out of the people tonight. In the name of Jesus, leave the people. Come out in Jesus. The people are free. We're setting them free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Altar of the scatterer, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Hear the word of the Lord. Altar,
altar.
Thou scattering shall stop.
Amen.
Thou scattering shall stop in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of
Jesus.
We rent this altar that is bothering our sister. In the name of Jesus. Leave her body now. We're breaking it down.
Amen.
That altar, that ashes shall be scattered. Any hands that is stretched forth against the will in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That altar is breaking now. Altar of divorces. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The ashes shall be scattered. You shall be rent in twain. No more divorces in this church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Demonic oppression. Altar of demonic oppression. I rebuke you by the name of Jesus. I rebuke you by the name of Jesus. Your ashes will be scattered. And the man of those bones will be burnt upon you. Be broken now in Jesus' name. Be broken now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be broken now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Altar of joblessness. Unemployment. We break you now in the name of Jesus. You are rent in twain in the name of Jesus. The ashes are scattered. You shall no more rise.
Amen.
Altar set up against the young people. And the old people not to marry. Hear the word of the Lord. Your ashes shall be scattered. You shall be rent in twain. In the name of Jesus. We are placing you under our feet. Your ashes are scattered. By the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Altar of barrenness. We rebuke you now in the name of Jesus. You are rent in twain. And those that sacrifice on you, their bones will be burnt there. In the name of Jesus. Altar, altar. Yield the word of the Lord. Thou art rent in twain. Your ashes are scattered by the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Altar of blindness. In the name of Jesus. Hear the word of the Lord. We rebuke you. We rent you in two. The ashes are scattered. No more shall you have a sway over the people of God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Altar of prostitution.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Thou art rent in two. Your ashes are scattered. Hear the word of the Lord, altar. Thou art broken down. Your ashes are scattered. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Altars of disease. Hear the word of the Lord. You are rent in twain. Your ashes are scattered by the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let every altar break tonight.
Amen.
Let every altar break this evening.
Hallelujah.
Let the power of the enemy break in the name of Jesus Christ. Every altar must break down. Every power of the enemy must break down tonight. The Spirit of the Lord is here to make sure that those things have been broken. To make sure that those altars, they've been broken. And they will break this evening. They will break tonight. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place to make sure that every altar has been broken. Every altar that has wound in your life will break tonight by the power of God. Will break this evening by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh Holy Ghost, break tonight. Every power of the enemy, every disease must be broken tonight. Every HIV must be broken tonight. Every sugar diabetes must be broken tonight. Every high blood pressure must be broken tonight. Every poverty must be broken this evening. Every lack, it must be broken. We have the power of God in this place. The power that was prophesied as a sign that that altar was going to break that same day will also happen this evening. Somebody must be free. Somebody must be set free. Somebody must go home a free person. Somebody must be released by the power of God that is in this place. See, we have the power of God to break every dagon. We have got the power of God to break every foul spirit. Spirits from the pits of hell, they must be broken this evening and let you free. You must go home a free person under no case. We are removing every case that the witches have put upon your life. We are removing every case that your ancestors, that your people have put upon you. We are removing all that. We are deleting all that. We are deleting all that. By the power of God, we are removing every obstacle that was put in your way to stop you to progress in your life. We are removing every obstacle that the devil has put in your life that is limiting you to progress in your life. There must be progression. There must be progression. The Holy Spirit has come to empower you so that you may progress in your life. The things that you have desired for a long time to see, those things must manifest even before you. The power of God is here to make, oh God, those things manifest. The good things that you need in this life must materialize in your life, because we have God, we have the Holy Spirit to make sure those things, they come to pass as we are removing every obstacle that was placed in your way by wishes. We are removing by the name of Jesus every obstacle that has held you for a long time in a position of lack. We are refusing this evening by the power of God. We are removing tonight. We are breaking every altar from the pits of hell. We are breaking every altar that was binding you. The angel of God is coming. The mighty angel of God who intervened when Daniel's prayer was answered. But the princes of the air, they heard the prayer of Daniel. And they, oh God, the angels were sent to make sure that Daniel was going to receive even his prayers. Oh, tonight, there's no prince of Asia. There are not enough princes of Persia to hold your prayer. There are not enough princes of Persia to hold your answer. The Lord has given you your answer tonight. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Whatever you are desiring, whatever you are requesting the Lord to do for you, He has done it through the preaching of the word. As the obstacles have been taken off the way, as, oh God, the altars that were speaking against you, they've been removed. You are free now in the name of Jesus. You can rejoice now. You can rejoice now. You are free. Liberty has come. The orders have been broken. The things that were holding you down, they are now out of the way. You can rejoice now. You can appreciate the Lord. You can praise the Lord. You can praise the Lord. Somebody praise the Lord. Somebody praise the Lord. Somebody appreciate the Lord. It's over. Dagoni wakundwa uyo. Wakundwa diabolos. Wakundwa satani. Wakundwa maota. Zvakataurwa pamusoro pako kuti hauzobudiriri. Zvashaiswa simba nhasi. Zvakataurwa pamusoro peupenyu hwako kuti hapana chauchabudisa. Zvazvishora manheru ano. Zvashorwa neshoko raMwari. Zvashorwa neshoko raMwari. Shoko raMwari razvizvidza. Shoko raMwari razviramba. Hauzi muswe iwe. Hauzi munhu wemanga manga. Zvarambwa zvese. Kana pane wakataura mashoko muupenyu hwako kuti hauzobudiriri, nhasi unovakundwa neshoko raMwari. Nhasi unovakundwa neshoko raMwari. Uchaivaka imba iyoyo yauri kuda. Stendi yauri kuda iyoyo unoiwana. Unoiwana shamari. Shoko raMwari ratokupa kare. Mwana wauri kuda yeye unomuwana manheruano. Nekuti maota ziese akataura achipesana nekuwana kwako ropafadzo. Agurwa manheruano. vakataura vese kuti hauzobudiriri vagurwa manheruano havasina maoko avo maoko avaishandisa vachiita zvavaiita aomeswa neshoko ramwari sekuoma kwakaita ruoko rwaJerobhoamu paakada kuti abate munhu wamwari anga aprofita mwari havana kuzvitendera ruoko rwaJerobhoamu rukaoma maoko ivavo aomawo miromo yavo yaapasaidi haichagoni kutaura zvimwezve pamusoro pako miromo yavo yaapasaidi muromo yavo yaomeswa havasina mamwe mazwizve havachazotaura pamusoro pako nokuti miromo yavo yaomeswa miromo yavo yaiswa pasaidi havasina rimwe simbazve rekutaura zvakashata pamusoro pekereke ino miromo yavo yaiswa pasaidi vaitaura zvakashata pamusoro pekereke ino havasisina simba rekuti vagotaura izvozvo zvakare yanga iri olta yaipirisirwa manherwano yagurwa nenyasha dzamwari. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, my Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for breaking altars in the lives of your children, for breaking altars in the lives of your people. They are free now. There's no power of the enemy to ever control them again. All those things, they've been put to pieces. They've been broken before us. And for that we are thankful. For that we'll appreciate the Lord. For that we'll glorify your name. For that we'll sing unto the Lord with praises. Oh, thank you, my Jesus. Thank you, my Father. You are free tonight. You are free this evening. The altars have been broken down. The powers that were holding you in your life, they've been broken up now. You are now free. You are now free to be the person, to be what the word speaks of you, that you are a blessed person. Now you become what the word has always said about you, that you are not the tail, but you are the head. That's what the Bible says. It says a man who loves this God, who believes in him, is a blessed man. And that's exactly who you are this evening. You are a blessed person. You are planted by the rivers of water. Even if the sun comes, you will not go dry because of where you are planted, because of where you are standing, because of the Lord whom you save. You have now become a blessed person. There's no altar, there's no Satan. There are no powers of the enemy. There are not enough witches now. There are not enough, oh God, to speak anything against you. They will not prosper now because their altars have been broken. We've been shown those altars. Oh dear God, we thank you. Help us as we leave this place that we really establish altars even in our homes, oh God, where we also begin to say things and those things should come to pass. Oh dear Jesus, we thank you. We appreciate you this evening. We love you, oh God. Oh, tinokutendai Mwari. Munoshamisa manheru ano. Maitire enyu anoshamisa. Tinokutendai neshoko renyu rauya. Nesimba Mwari. Remuvengi waparadzwa. Oh, waita sadagoni iko zvino. Watsemurwa haasina musoro. Haasina maoko. Haasina pekubata kanhu. Oh, tinokutendai Mwari. Tinokutendai manheru ano. Nenyasha dzenyu dzamatiitira. Nemuranda wenyu wamaunza. All the way from Namibia. To open up, oh God, even these things before us. We are so thankful this evening, Father. We appreciate you. Oh God, as we glorify your name. And all shall say amen. And all shall say amen.
And all shall say, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
You are free in the name of Jesus Christ. A big hand for the Lord tonight. Hallelujah!
Amen!
As we appreciate our pastor for the word that has come. Hallelujah!
Amen!
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
I believe that the Spirit of God was just moving. Doing deep open heart surgeries.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Don't let the night pass you. Go and set up your little altar at home.
Amen.
I promise you, angels will visit you there.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's just sing a wonderful song. Of worship to the King of Kings.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I feel the pull. Do you know that one?
Amen.
I hear the call.
Amen. I feel the pull.
I feel the
pull. Let's stand on our feet. Just wave our hands to Him.
I hear the call.
bless you, Zimri Park. God bless you tonight. Go in this thy might and defeat the Midianites. God bless you, Pastor.